and a word in edgewise. Good morning, RW.
Good morning, Allison. A few hours ago in the eastern sky near the region of Boots the Herdsman and originating from the Big Dipper about 4 a.m., 2016's first meteor shower, the quadranted meteor shower, peaked. As I watched the dozens of meteors streaking through the clear night sky, undiminished by the waxing crescent moon, I thought about those meteors as so many days of the forthcoming year, as if the quadranted shower, traditionally the first major meteor shower of every year, were heralding in the wealth of days the unfolding year has in store for us. Our warehouse of time is yet filled for the nonce. We have 362 days awaiting us until 2017. But how many of us are truly comfortable with all those seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, and months before us? This year, today, I become part of a Beatles song, filling in the punchline at the end of a pair of questions. Will you still need me? Will you still feed me? 155 years ago, Victorian poet Christina Rossetti offered the following. My heart is like a singing bird whose nest is in a watered shoot. My heart is like an apple tree whose boughs are bent with thickest fruit. My heart is like a rainbow shell that paddles in a halcyon sea. My heart is gladder than all these because my love has come to me. Because the birthday of my life is come, my love has come to me. Filled with the sort of Old Testament flavor we might find in, say, Song of Songs, also known as the Song of Solomon, Rossetti's poem celebrates the notion of living in the moment, of each one of us appreciating every second, minute, hour, and day of life, as those bits of time wax on into the larger frameworks of weeks and months and seasons that compose our lives. Not a lot of people who knew me in my 20s thought I'd make it to 30. The same held true for people who came to know me in my 30s and wondered whether I would live to be 40. Perhaps like many of us back then, I imagined that I really didn't need to worry about becoming as old as 64, because that was a long, long ways away. But today I'm here, and I've taken on new dimensions by thinking in different terms from those of decades past. I'm actually thinking about a future working its way into additional years. Maybe it will happen, that future. Right now, I've got the rest of 2016 to work on it, plenty of time, and then we'll work on the next birthday. From Orono, Maine, welcome to 2016, and have a great day.